God is so good. Our God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Our God is good. God is so good. Our God is mighty. God is so good. Our God is good. God is so good. He's so good to us. Oh, how we love Him. I love Him. Lord, we love You. Our God is so, our God is gracious. God is so, our God is so good. Oh, He's so good too.
One more time, yes.
Our God, our God is good.
Thank You, Lord.
He's
oh,
so
yes.
Our God is good.
Another new week. Our God.
God
is so good.
Is good.
So good. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You.
God is
keeping Your
so
children
good.
Through the past
so
week.
Good.
And here we are, a beautiful morning in Your presence. Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, oh, You are so good. Oh, Your goodness towards us, oh, so marvelous. Lord, we say thank You. Having, Lord, kept Your children safe to and fro the week that has passed. And here we are, a new week You've opened to us, and how You've quickened us, Lord, this morning. Oh, to run to no other place but to Your presence, Lord. Father, we thank You. We thank You for this grace. And Lord, we've also responded. We've come with all reverence, Lord, to Your name, with all obedience and with all humility. The Lord, what You have in store for us this day, Lord, it will be our portion, O God. So, Father, we thank You. We bless You as we want to commit the Sunday schools, Lord, into Your hands. We here and our children upstairs, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the author of the word, will come and prepare our hearts, Lord, for the word that You have for us this day. We ask Your blessings now, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? It looks as if we need to really whip. We need to raise the whip. The whole place is empty. Amen. Yeah, it looks as if we had to take the whip and use it a little. Praise the Lord. Yeah, for us to stir us up. But that shouldn't have been the case. It's the word that stirs us up. Amen. That's even we are going to read this morning. Yes, we thank the Lord that we are back in His house. And last 2 weeks, we started going through the second epistle of Apostle Peter, the third verse, and which is actually the conclusion of his epistle to the church. Amen. To the believers, I see, that have obtained the like precious faith, like unto them. Amen. So, Apostle Peter once again this morning is greeting the church with that sweet word, beloved. Amen. Said, this second epistle I write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. And last 2 weeks, yeah, we were talking about if there is any hour that we need to be constantly stirring up, you see. It is a word that has got to stir us up for us to be up and doing. Amen. Not the whip. Praise the Lord. So, we were talking, the Apostle Peter last 2 weeks, we were saying that, yeah, this is the hour. If there had been any other hour, this is it. This is the hour that it calls for a constant stirring up amongst brethren of this precious faith. Amen. This precious faith. So we need to consider one another, as it has been written, and to provoke unto do good works. Amen. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. That's exactly what is here this morning. So, he said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, you see, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching, you see. So, Apostle Peter is reminding us, last 2 weeks we got through the scoffers of this our day, and he was reminding us to be wary of the works of the spirit that scoffs the word, you see. Because it's a spirit that denies the word, you see. A spirit that doesn't want to be taught of the word. A spirit that doesn't want to be informed about the truth, you see. Scoffers. So he said we should be wary of that spirit. So let's stand to the reading of the word this morning. We are still in 2 Peter chapter 3, and we shall start from verse 5. Amen. You know, this spirit of the scoffers, you see, in their vain imaginations, they always say that, forget it. How long you have been talking about he's coming. For how long is he going to come, you see? So, the scripture said, for they were always saying that since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. So, let's see what the Apostle Peter said in verse 5. Let's read. For this, they willingly are ignorant. Those who are saying that since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Apostle Peter said, for this, they willingly are what? Ignorant. That by the word of God. Now, look at that phrase. By the word of God, because we are coming back to it again. By the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, having overflowed with water, perished. Now look at verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the judgment, against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. Now let's go down to verse 13 to add up the third world. And then later, whilst we are studying, we will go through verse 8, 9, and 10. Verse 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth what? Righteousness. So as you all know, our topic is what? The three worlds. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word. Let's be seated. God richly bless you. Now, I was referring to verse 5, where he said, for this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God, the heavens were of old. You see, they are ignorant. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to believe it, that God, by his word, created the heavens and the earth. Praise the Lord. As we all know in Genesis, you see, that in the beginning, the earth was what? Without form and was void. And darkness was upon what? Upon the deep. Praise the Lord. And then what happened? The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So in the first place, when the Spirit of God moved upon these earth that was without what form, he spoke, praise the Lord, that let there be light. Let there be light. His spoken word. And after that, he created the firmament, which is the heavens. Amen. And then he divided, meanwhile, he divided the light from darkness, see, day and night. And then the heavens, the firmament, that also he divided from the waters that were on what? On the ground, on the earth. The waters covered everywhere. And then God spoke again that all the waters do what? Gather to one place. So that what? The earth, dry land, came up. So these were all by what? By the word of God that created. Amen. The heavens and the earth. Now look at verse 7 where I was talking again. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, where we are now, by the same word, you see, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire. Praise the Lord. The word that created it, that same word, when it says that I have preserved this present earth, I've kept it in store, reserved for what? Unto fire. Would you believe it? The same word that created it is telling you that, look, I've what? I've reserved this second world. I've kept it unto what? Unto fire. That's what the scripture is saying. Creation by his word. And then that same word, that's what it said. And by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto what? Unto fire. Amen. So, brethren, as we are looking at these three worlds, the prophet made us to know that we have the antediluvian world that's before the flood. The world before the flood. Amen. And then this present world, see, that means after the flood, before the flood, and then after the flood. That's the second world in which we are living now. And we've just read from verse 13 of 2 Peter 3 that there's going to be another world. Then the prophet said, the world to come, that's New Jerusalem. Amen. So, the first stage, now the prophet is saying that it is not a different world that will be coming, but that same world in the beginning that will go through what? Three stages. Three different stages. So the first stage has come and gone. Amen. The first stage has come and gone. It perished. It perished. Praise the Lord. Give me the first slide. It perished. Why it perished? Why it perished? Genesis 6, verse 5 to 8. It said, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. My. That was how it was on the first stage of the earth, of the world. For that reason, God what? Destroyed it. Destroyed it. And the rains descended and the flood covered the earth. The second one. See. There was no place. There was only one place of safety. And the people refused to do what? To get into that one place of safety. That's the first stage of the world. There was a place of safety. Amen. There was a place of safety. But whilst Noah was building that place of safety, preaching at the same time for 120 years, come in. Praise the Lord. Were there scoffers at that time also? Yes, sir. There were scoffers. They were making mockery of what? Of Noah. Let's read from the Message book, Perseverance. Now, Noah, after he heard this, and the Bible says, there were mockers made fun of him. He knew that all that laid ahead of him in a great scientific world, because he was in a great scientific world. Do you know that that time, when you read Genesis, those descendants of Cain, oh yes, they did marvelous things. Praise the Lord. See, so he said, all that laid ahead of him was what? A great scientific world. And he was sure that nobody was going to believe him. Hardly. But for 120 years, he was perseverant. Praise the Lord. No matter what, the mockery. That's the first stage of the world. Are we seeing the same thing here?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. That's why I said, at the end time, what? Scoffers will come. So that's the same thing. They were making mockery of him. Have you ever, since the world was created, have you seen, where is the water in the sky? Where is it? Oh my. See? And even when, after the ark was completed, and the animals, male and female, were trooping into, you could imagine. Oh, the mockery was even more. You see. They were looking at the whole thing. What is happening? See? Now, Noah is going to live with animals. Praise the Lord. See? So, that's it. So now, let me continue. So Noah was very perseverant with his message. Brother, that's one thing. Let's watch it. Noah was perseverant with his message. Amen. The only person that found favor with God, he and his household. This is who he was. Amen. That said, he was perseverant with his message. He was fearless, no matter what any man of them said. They might call him anything. That didn't stop it a bit. He had faith in the word of God that was said to him, and went right building the ark, no matter how scientifically they could prove that his message was wrong. Contrary, God's able to bring rain in the skies if the word said so.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh my. Oh, praise the Lord. Look, I've removed this and put it here. I forgot it. Praise the Lord. So I couldn't read very well, you see. Amen. Amen. You see, when I took it, I don't know when I just opened it and put the glasses here, and then I covered it down. When I was ready to, I opened it and it was empty. I thought probably I've left in the house. You see. So God bless you for praying for me that I found it. Amen. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. So, in the message book, will the church go before the tribulation? The prophet said, now, before God ever does anything, at each junction of time, he always sends mercy, an angel, a prophet, a message. Praise the Lord. But as it has been every time, the church don't want to receive it. The church, they don't want to hear it. Praise the Lord. That's why the prophet said there will be what? A church of scoffers. Last week we heard that one. That there will be what? A church what? Of scoffers. So, the prophet went on Noah. He preached 120 years. And though his message was mercy, the people failed to heed his teachings. It was something that was to save them, and yet they would not listen. Then the prophet said, and if that isn't a very beautiful picture of the times of today, amen. Is that not just what is happening in our time? This message, this present message, brethren, give glory to God and always thank the Lord that he has made you to believe this message and to accept the prophet that he has sent to our age. Amen. In Noah's time, there was no place of safety than in the ark. Amen. And in our time, there's no other safe place than in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, you say that, but there are other people, everyone is also calling the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. But my brother, my sister, Jesus himself said, these people, they do what? They worship me, they praise me, everything with their mouth, but what? Their heart is what? Far away from me. And then he said, not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, would enter into what? The kingdom of heaven. But they that what? Do the will of my Father.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. And so, what is his will? Go and baptize. I'm sending you now. Go and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In the name, what is the name of the Father? What's the name of the Holy Ghost? What's the name of the Son? You see. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, they are all titles. They are not names. That's why the apostles, when they went, is a what? This is a mystery. Hidden. And only revealed unto what? Those who will believe. The disciples went and were baptized in what? In the name of Jesus Christ. That's what Ephesians says in chapter 4, that there's what? One baptism, one Lord. Praise God. And so there's no other safety in this our time than in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Everyone will cast away demons and heal the sick in the name of Jesus Christ, but when it comes to baptism, he said, no. You see, you could just imagine that. Praise the Lord. So, we are in the second stage of the world. The second stage. The first stage had passed away. Amen. God destroyed it. Because of what? Because of the sinful, the wickedness of man's heart. Praise the Lord. So we are now in the second world, the second stage of the world. Now, verse 7 of our scripture said, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word that created it, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of the ungodly man. This very one that we are living in. God has done what? He has kept it in store, reserved unto fire. Why? Because the same attitude of the people in Noah's day, even it is worse in this our time, because we have added Lord's day to it. Amen. A perilous time where man, would disobedience is just a common thing. Amen. And then we have even the Laodicea spirit also here with us. So with the same word that created the heavens and the earth, that same word is what has kept in store this very world that we are living in, reserved unto fire. Amen. My brother, will you be here? No. God bless you. The prophet said, God once shook the earth. You see? We said God once shook the earth. You see, it was only the earth that God destroyed. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, but this time, he said, I will shake the heavens and the earth. The first world, it was only the earth that he destroyed. But he said, in this time, he will shake the heavens and the earth. You see, but when the scoffers, they hear it, they said, just like in Noah's day, the same thing. Verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but it is what? Long-suffering to us what? Not willing. Oh, God, we thank you. The Lord is good. The scoffers will say, since when? You people have been saying that Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. That's the scoffers. See, since the fathers slept, all things continue as what? As normal as today. But here he's telling you, God is not slack concerning his word, but is what? Long-suffering towards us. As he doesn't want anyone to perish, but that all of us would come to repentance. Oh, God, we thank you that you have this grace and suffering, oh God, for your people. So, brethren, let's hold on to what we have. See, be not ignorant. Now, the thing is what he's saying here. Let me just steal just 1 minute, please. Look. A thousand years on earth here, verse 8, what it's trying to tell us. A thousand years, as man sees it, a thousand years to God, it is just like one day. So we will see it as a long time, long time, long time. To God, it's just a twinkle of an eye. That's what he's saying here. So, because we are living in a time period, but God is in eternity. Praise the Lord. God is in eternity. There's no time there. That's the third world where we'll be going. So, it is not slack. As man sees it, 1,000 years, oh yes, it's a long time. But to God, that's what the scripture says, just yeah. One day to him. Praise the Lord. So let's watch it, brethren. Let's always stay in line. And where the word admonishes us, let's hold fast onto our profession. And that is faith in the word. Amen. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, now we want to worship you. We want to praise your name. We want to lift your name high, oh God. Oh Lord, this morning, as you have opened a new week for us, oh God, we need to sing praises and honor to the glory of your name, Lord. So we want to commit our song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands this moment, oh God, as they prepare, oh, the church. Oh, for your word, oh God, you have for us today to come. So the Lord will be lifted up, oh Lord, to receive your word this morning. We thank you. We bless you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.